I'm gonna call the January 17th Siskiyou County Planning Commission meeting to order. Let's start off by the Pledge Allegiance, please.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Great, thank you. Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Lindner.
Here.
Vice Chair Fowle is going to be a little late.
He's gonna be late, correct. Okay, so item three, election of chair and the vice chair for 2024. Do we have any nominations for vice chair?
I move that we elect, Vice Chair Fowle for chair for that year.
Okay, so Fowle?
I'll second.
Yes.
The chair and the vice chair?
We got to go one at a time, I do believe. Is that not correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that.
Sorry.
So we have a chair nomination in a second. This is just a voice vote, right? We don't need
that.
So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. And then for vice chair? Any?
Mr. Fowle. He's not here.
No, he is the chair now.
He is.
Oh, he's the chair.
Yeah. So who wants to be vice chair? I'll do vice chair then again.
Okay.
So Blair just nominated me.
You're just swapping seats.
Do we have a second?
Yes, I'll second.
And we have a second. Okay, so all those in favor of electing me as the vice chair, me being Danielle?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Great. Okay, approval of minutes. Approval of minutes for the December 20th, 2023 meeting.
Also move.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
Who seconded, I'm sorry?
Mr. Hart.
Blair did, okay. Thank you.
Okay, any discussion, changes? Okay, so all those in favor of approval of the December 20th minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay, so unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And I have one that looks like it's an unscheduled, Melissa Cummings. Hi. So.
No, they don't work. You just speak up, please.
Okay.
Hold one sec. Sure. Let me just have Commissioner Fowle have a seat real quick.
Well, congratulations, Chair Fowle. You've been elected.
Yeah. It was unanimous.
That's what you get for being late.
There's six copies.
See ya.
You and I switched.
Well,
I did not agree to that.
I think it's a great year for you to be.
We took the opportunity.
Did they need time to review this before?
I made the motion.
In all honesty, there's a lot on the agenda. I think you're going to be a good chair at.
This
okay,
is future.
One moment.
This is for what?
This is the lady, Ms. Cummings, is trying to speak.
Yeah. So we are on item 5, unscheduled appearances.
Carry right on ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And this was just added for Ms. Cummings.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So go ahead and state your name and your address for the record. So thank you.
Good morning. My name is Melissa Cummins. I'm the Executive Director for the Siskiyou County Local Transportation Commission. I'm located at the County Administrator's Office, or on the opposite side, same building on Fairlane Road, though. But so I'm here this morning to kind of give you just a quick overview of a project that we just recently kicked off, which is a regional active transportation plan. The plan was funded through a grant from the California Transportation Commission. And so the commission is working with a consultant, and I have been going out visiting all of our city councils. I've only made it to one so far, but I've got all the other ones scheduled. So I figured this is another opportunity. So there is I gave you a handout of just a brief overview of the project, some information on the project, and where you can find more information. So we have a survey that is currently posted on the commission's page of the county website that we're seeking the input from our community members. Everybody that lives here has some sort of interest in improvements for biking, walking, active transportation. And so I just wanted to come and give you a little overview about it. And then if you have time to maybe take a survey or help us also promote it, it's also been posted on our Facebook page. So if you're not familiar, we do have a Facebook page that we're sharing all of the project updates. And we will be going out and doing community events. So we will be out in the community this coming summer, attending various events in Weed, Mount Shasta, Tule Lake, Dunsmuir, all over the county. We basically told the consultant visit every community they could possibly go to. And so then we're also going to be doing some walking audits, which will include taking the consultant out and walking through our community. So just wanted to give you a quick update, overview of what the project's about, and my information is on there if you have any questions or any concerns that you would like to send to me directly, and I can relay that to our consultant. So that was all.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, okay. Conflict of interest. Are there any conflicts of interest on this agenda?
Can you speak up, Blair? Because we don't have a...
I'll repeat for you. So Commissioner Hart has a conflict of interest on item 3.
So why don't we take 3 and shift it?
We're going to move it to the end of 5.
To the end. You've already done that?
On item 11, we're going to change the agenda items.
All right.
So. Okay, any other conflicts? Okay. Yeah. So presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the commission should be given to the clerk of the commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking table, which is right there, and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes. And we're gonna say a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, just given the amount of people here, with the exception of project proponents that need to ask questions to answer questions from the commission. Availability of public records. So item 8, all public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure, pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street in Yreka. At the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body, all project documents that are on file at the, all project documents are on file at the Planning Commission of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street in Yreka and are available for public review. So item 9 on the agenda is the public hearing protocol. So that's the protocol we'll follow with order of operations. Item 10 is the right of appeal statement. Projects heard at this planning commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with an appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. So item 11, changes to the agenda items and consideration of agenda items to be continued. So it's my understanding, agenda item 3, Browns Quarry, we are going to move to the end of the agenda. It'll be after item 5.
It will be item 5.
It will be item 5. So it'll be after the draft vacation rental, just to clarify. Item 5, so this will now be Browns Quarry. Okay, so that one will be moved. Okay, so new business agenda item 1. This is the Famer tentative parcel map time extension request, TPM-21-01-1M. Staff report, please. My phone, sorry.
All right, this is Bernadette Susan, associate planner. Peter Thamer is requesting a 12-month extension to the tentative parcel map that was approved by the Planning Commission on December 15th, 2021. The conditions of approval have not yet been met, which has delayed the filing of the final map. As allowed by county code, a subdivider may request an extension of the approval map by written application. Upon the submittal, government code automatically extends the expiration date by 60 days. As Mr. Thamer submitted his application prior to the December 15th, 2023 expiration date, it was extended to February 13th, 2024. Should the commission approve the extension request, the new expiration date would be January 17th, 2025. No comments were received at the time the staff report was written. It is staff's opinion that the time extension is not a project as defined in Section 15378 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines, and therefore is not subject to CEQA pursuant to CEQA Guidelines Section 15060C3. There is a recommended motion in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any commission questions at this time? Okay, seeing none, I'll open up the public hearing. Any project proponents that would like to speak at this time?
Good morning, I'm Dan Wallace, a surveyor. I worked on the project.
Okay. And could you state your name, address for the record?
11239 Ball Mountain Road. Montague.
Thank you.
Just want to let you know I'm here. I don't have anything to add, so I'm here for questions.
Appreciate that. Great, thank you. Okay, any project opponents? Okay. Let's see, then I'll go to, I do have, a Dan Wallace?
That's him.
Oh, that was you.
That's
okay.
Him.
Sorry, I missed that. Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this issue? Okay, with that, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission. They're ready for a motion.
I'll move to adopt resolution PC 2024-001, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project is not subject to the California Environmental Quality Act, and extend the Famer tentative parcel map TPM 2101 to January 17, 2025.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second, and this is a voice vote, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay, item 2, the Kales Boundary Line Adjustment, BLA-23-16, is categorically exempt. Staff report, please.
Thank you. Bernadette Susan, associate planner. Don Kales has proposed to merge two existing parcels located at 5330 Brown Deer Road in the community of Lake Shastina, resulting in one 0.95-acre parcel. The standard process for minor boundary line adjustments is review and approval by the planning director. However, being the resultant parcel will have triple frontage to Brown Deer Road, Fawnskin Place, and Lakeshore Drive, pursuant to Section 10-4.105.3 of the Siskiyou County Code, no lot shall have double frontage unless otherwise approved by the Planning Commission. The project is being presented to the Commission for review and approval. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. This project is exempt from CEQA per section 15305A, as it is a minor lot line adjustment not resulting in the creation of any new parcels. Agency comments received are included in the staff report, including a comment from Lake Shasta Property Owners Association noting that they do not have any objections to the proposed project. No public comments were received at the time the staff report was written. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the Kiehl's boundary line adjustment. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so any commissioner questions at this time?
Okay. The only thing I have is, but what findings would we have to show to not allow this
threat? Public health and safety or non-compatible?
Yeah.
Bringing those are, no, you asked what would they be? Find that it's not in faith, that it threatens public health or safety, it's not a compatible.
Mm-hmm. Or it goes against the general plan?
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do any of those.
Bringing a parcel together could go against the general plan?
Well, if there was...
Potentially, there may be a unique case, but I'm with you. No, I don't think these should be coming before us. Anyway. It seems pretty simple.
Yep. Okay, so with that, I'm going to open up the public hearing if there's no other commissioner comments at this time. So are there any project proponents that would like to speak on this item? Okay, any project opponents that would like to speak on this item? I'm not seeing anybody online. Okay, so with that, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission for additional comments if there's any.
Ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion.
I'll move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-002, resolution of Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining that Kiehl's boundary line adjustment, BLA-2316, exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approve the project.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. So, okay, agenda item 3 will be the Golden Eagle Charter School Use Permit, UP-23-08, addendum to certified mitigated negative deck. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Haley Lane, Planning Director. Here's a PowerPoint I prepared, so I'll wait a few seconds for Fern to get that up and ready. Just on the top left corner. Okay, so the Golden Eagle Charter School Use Permit Project is known as UP-2308. Next slide. The project site is located at 1030 W.A. Barr Road in Mount Shasta. The APN is 036-230-361. The zoning is both neighborhood commercial and single family residential, which I'll discuss in a later slide. Next slide. The project description. So there is a current use permit that exists on the property 96-03, so we are wanting to rescind that existing use permit and create a new use permit. 23-08 to include allowance of an existing school with an increase in school capacity from 60 students to 225 students and 35 staff. The proposal includes the addition of a new 23,000 square foot building and a 960 square foot modular classroom. There is an existing 8,150 square foot building and an existing 1,920 modular classroom. Additionally, the project description includes abandoning the existing on-site septic system and connecting to Lake Siskiyou Mutual Water Company system. Next slide. This is just a rough drawing of the proposal, so you can see, you know, in the top left corner, the two existing buildings, and then in the far top left, the 960 square foot modular classroom proposal. Additionally, down at the bottom there is where the you know, draft location would be of the new 23,000 square foot building. Next slide. Zoning and general plan consistency. So the site is broken up into two zones, the neighborhood commercial zone and the single family residential zone. Both allow for the allowance of schools subject to a conditional use permit. So both, you know, consistent with our zoning code. Next slide. As mentioned, there are previous use permit project approvals. So there was one back in 1994, so UP 9415, that allowed to place a portable building on a compacted pad for classrooms. And then UP 9603, this allowed for a private K-8 school facility for up to 60 students in conjunction with an existing church per section 10-6.4203C. So one of the conditions of approval of that permit mentions that in the event church operations cease, school operations also cease, which is why we will be rescinding the use permit and then creating a new use permit, because the project proposal just includes the operation of a school, you know, not integrated with a church or religious facility.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
What, so for the occupancy there of 60 students, what was the occupancy of the church? Was there a
next
limit?
Next slide, we will
next
talk
slide.
About it. Yep,
thank you.
Here you go. Okay, so the approved occupancy, so this is what was analyzed in the MND document, which I'll talk about in the next slides. So the occupancy of the church was at 250. The school was at 60 with a total occupancy of 310. So as you can see in terms of CEQA, which again I'll talk about in the next few slides, you know, foregoing the church operations and allowing the school to increase the size to, you know, 225 plus 35 staff, that's 260. So the occupancy is actually less, or, you know, the proposed occupancy would actually be less than what the current approved occupancy is actually, should the commission approve the project. Next slide. California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. So there is a current certified mitigated negative declaration in place, which was called the Evangelical Free Church of Mount Shasta, MND. There are two state clearinghouse numbers, and looking in the documents, one clearinghouse number is for the MND and one clearinghouse number is for the notice of determination. I'm not sure why, but anyways, that's why I have those up there. And both were certified by the county in July of 1996. So the MND evaluated the potential environmental impacts of the operation of the K-8 grade school with the 60 student occupancy in conjunction with the existing church. The property was developed with a 250 seat maximum occupancy church, 79 paved parking stalls, and 41 gravel overflow parking stalls, a congregation hall, and related Sunday school classrooms with a play field and ball diamond. So staff is proposing an addendum to the certified MND pursuant to CEQA guidelines 15164, and I will talk about that in the next few slides. Next slide, please. CEQA guidelines section 15162, this is related to subsequent EIRs and MNDs, and I know that's a little hard to see on the screen here, but this is, you know, the process to go through to determine, you know, so we are the lead agency, right? So we determine what is the satisfactory document for a project. And so those guidelines say if anything substantial or significant has occurred, so if we are determining something is substantial, or if, you know, when going through the initial, you know, the Appendix G checklist, if we find that there are significant, new significant impacts that would be created from this proposal, then that would trigger us to complete either a new MND or a subsequent MND. So when this project came to us, there was already a noise analysis, a bio study, and a transportation study that was already prepared based on the project proposal, right? So as a reminder, the project proposal is the new 23,000 square foot building, the new 960 square foot modular, and, you know, the modification of the occupancy foregoing the church operations. So when staff went through the Appendix G checklist and guidelines, we did not find that that triggered anything, you know, with the questions that CEQA asked of a significant new environmental impact. And so with all of that in mind, we decided to prepare an addendum, which, next slide please. And this outlines the process for the addendum. So us as the lead agency, we are responsible for preparing an addendum if nothing in 15162 calls for the subsequent EIR MND. So as discussed, based on all of the substantial evidence and facts that were submitted to us and what everything that we looked at, we did not find the need to prepare a whole new additional MND document. And just to note that addendums need not be circulated for public review, so it's different than a full-blown MND or EIR process where you have to post it to the clearinghouse and things like that. So that is, you know, a major difference between, you know, the subsequent MND and an addendum. And additionally, we also have to prepare an explanation of why we did not choose to prepare a subsequent MND. So all of that language is prepared in the Addendum 1 document before you all today. And the explanation also must be supported by substantial evidence, right? So that is the reasoning for the technical studies that were included in that addendum. Next slide. So as mentioned, there were updated biological noise and transportation studies, which I'll discuss in the next few slides. But generally speaking, you know, analysis from the addendum confirmed that there were no new significant impacts from the occupancy and the square footage increases from the project site. There were three mitigation measures in place of the MND. So since we're not creating a new MND, right, those stay in place. So I'll just highlight those here. So just for, you know, consistency purposes, re-acronym them because they were just mitigation measure 1, 2, and 3, and typically, you know, we will have what the mitigation measure is associated with. So this is for the noise portion. So it's noise 1, formally named mitigation measure number 1, which notes the use of outdoor public address systems of recess bells or carillons is prohibited with the exception of mandated fire alarms. So PS number 1, formerly named mitigation measure number 2, a water supply for fire protection is to be provided on or off-site at Gold Creek. A 40 by 10 CAD of all-weather construction shall be constructed within the 1,000 feet of the project site. This pad shall be suitable to support the load of the fire department pumpers and equipment. The location and improvement shall be to the satisfaction of the fire district. And PS 2, formerly named mitigation measure number 3, all classrooms shall be monitored for smoke or fire by a 24-hour detection agency. Next slide. So there was a new updated biological study that was conducted on the entire site, and so I will just highlight, and it was conducted in July of 2023, and I just will highlight the results of the assessment. So review of U.S. Fish and Wildlife species list for the study area did not identify any federally listed or candidate plant species as potentially being affected by the proposed project. There were no special status plant or animal species were observed during the biological study, nor are there any expected to be present. There are wetlands, other waters of the U.S. and or state, and sensitive riparian habitat are present on site, primarily along the northern and western site boundaries, but there is no construction or operations that are taking place near that area whatsoever. If work in or adjacent to the map features is proposed in the future, subsequent evaluation would be warranted and permits from regulatory agencies may be required. Next slide. So the noise analysis. So the new noise analysis was completed in July of 2023, and I will summarize the assessments here. So let's see, offsite noise levels, which include drop-off and pickup times and employees driving to and from work, is considered less than significant. Offsite circulation and parking lot noise is considered to be less than significant. Because noise exposure from the project playground activities is predicted to be satisfactory relative to the Siskiyou County noise standards and general plan, and because playground usage occurring under the proposed project would not result in a substantial increase in noise levels at the nearest residences to the project site, this impact is identified as being less than significant. And lastly, the study noted that the construction activities are not significant because no vibration-generating activities or equipment are proposed on site. Next slide. The transportation impact study, I'm sorry, that's hard to read, but it was conducted in April of 2023. And to summarize the study, the project would not make any changes to any existing public transit system services or conflict with any public transit programs or plans. Therefore, the project would have a less than significant impact on public transit. The project would not conflict with any roadway programs, long-range planning, or vehicle circulation policies. Traffic operations, level of service, and delay are no longer considered environmental impacts under the CEQA guidelines. And just to note, you know, for transportation, because this was discussed as, you know, a concern, we have very specific things, right, in CEQA that we have to analyze. And so, you know, the increase of traffic or the perception of increase in traffic is something that we, you know, legislatively and statutorily are not required to review. The project would not conflict with any multimodal bicycle and pedestrian transportation programs or plans or impact any existing multimodal facilities. Therefore, the project would have a less than significant impact on bike and pedestrian travel. There is adequate existing public infrastructure, i.e. roadways, available to serve the local area and the project, and to our knowledge, the site is not within an environmentally sensitive area, as most of the project sites are already developed. The project, therefore, is exempt from the VMT analysis, vehicle miles traveled. Lead agencies can consider increasing and vary school options in new locations as a potential measure to reduce VMT. With this understanding, existing and former use and the building size are not critical factors in determining potential VMT impacts, since providing increased access, i.e. more locations of schools, is deemed as a VMT benefit. Initially, evaluation of the existing access routes to the project does not indicate any incompatible uses or unusual conditions of the project and will not introduce features significantly affecting safety. Any modifications to the project driveway will be in accordance with zoning code standards. The project would have a less significant impact related to safety and design features. And lastly, the project will provide adequate emergency access per fire code standards, and therefore the project will have a less than significant impact related to emergency access. Next slide. So the conclusion from the addendum was that, first, the original project, the one from 1996, it resulted in one significant impact, unless mitigated, which was related to the noise mitigation measure that we discussed earlier. All other impact areas were measured at no impact or less than significant. MND mitigation measures were included related to noise and public services, so those remained unchanged because those were the ones that were noted from the previously certified MND. Changes and proposed updates to the project would not be considered substantial. The school expansion would not cause any new significant impacts or substantial increases in the severity of a previously identified significant impacts pursuant to CEQA guidelines 15162A1 that would require major revisions to the MND. All new impacts associated with the school expansion would be similar to the impacts previously analyzed in the MND. And lastly, there is sufficient evidence in support of the county's determination that the minor changes to the project do not meet the conditions of preparing an EIR or subsequent MND under CEQA guidelines section 15162 and section 15164. Next slide. Agency comments. So a few agency comments were provided during the project development. And so environmental health is requiring a condition of approval to be added based on the school abandoning the existing septic system and connecting to Lake Siskiyou Mutual Water Company. Any future plans to upgrade the existing condition or modify food service shall be reviewed and approved by environmental health prior to implementation. So this is noted in conditions of approval number 3 and 4. The Lake Siskiyou Mutual Water Company provided a will-serve letter confirming that the district will allow Golden Eagle School to connect to their water system, which is noted in condition of approval number 5. Comments were submitted regarding CAL FIRE's requirements for this project, specifically to those pertaining to road and street networks, road signing and fuel modification, and standards specified under 4290, which is formalized under condition of approval number 6. Next slide. So we received a lot of letters both in support of the project and also in opposition of the project. So I will just highlight, the general themes that staff found within the support letters. folks mentioned that the, you know, school expansion creates more community benefits. There's also more educational benefits with the school system expansion. There is school growth potential with the square footage expansion. This also creates the ability to keep children of all school ages at one site instead of multiple sites. And so therefore it also increases school operations. And others said, you know, they are in support of the project because this is essentially a minimal change in use considering that there's already school approval occurring on site. Next slide. So public comments related to opposition. Folks mentioned that they had concerns with circulation and traffic related to the school expansion and how that would affect WA Bar Road. There were comments related that the project hasn't been adequately analyzed under CEQA, which was presented today in the PowerPoint. There were also concerns related to the availability of public documents related to this project. Comments related to declining school statistics. So, you know, potentially why does there need to be an expansion if the Mount Shasta area has a decline in school statistics? There were aesthetic concerns related to the new building construction. The county, we do not currently have any aesthetic standards, so you know that can be a little subjective because we don't really have anything to base off of. There were concerns related to school trespassing and security, and so I will discuss in the next slides related to a condition of approval on school security system. There were concerns at keeping the vegetative buffer and concerns of, you know, that the removal of that buffer because it helps with noise and things like that. There's concerns related to the location of the soccer ball field related to noise and, you know, access of that with the kids. And there's also general concern about the noise created by, you know, either the construction of the building, which is a temporary noise concern, and then also, you know, with the increase of the school capacity and the noise from children. Next slide. So based on all of the comments received, we do have some additional comments that we have integrated outside of our canned comments, such as, you know, must meet zoning code, must meet building code, things like that. So conditions of approval 3 and 4 related to the environmental health comments related to the septic system and food service. Condition of approval number 5, as mentioned, is related to, you know, the will serve letter from the Mutual Water Company. Number 6 is related to the 4290 standards and other standards identified by CAL FIRE. Condition of approval number 7 notes that the school capacity shall be 225 students and 35 staff members. Next slide. I do not know why that happened. But condition of approval number 8, so due to the increase of the school capacity, we are requiring that the applicant must submit an evacuation plan to Siskiyou County OES, and that must be approved prior to the use permit issuance. Based on the new occupancy, there may be some need of additional parking, so condition of approval number 9, the project must adhere to the parking standards identified in section 10-6.5610, parking standard. Condition of approval number 10, the mitigation measures identified in the MND shall be adhered to. Number 11, we do have a condition of approval for there to be a bird survey prior to construction. And then there are, you know, remedies that, you know, all folks, even a building permit, would need to take, doing a bird construction survey. And so number 12, this is related to the comments of, you know, trespassing and security. The school shall install a security system to mitigate trespassing onto the property. And condition of approval number 13, vegetative buffer is currently in place, shall be maintained. And that concludes my PowerPoint presentation. I do know the consultants that conducted the technical studies are on the Zoom call. And I do also have a public comment letter from Ms. Marsh that she asked to be read into the record. So I don't know if you want me to do that at this time.
At public comment.
Or during public comment.
Yeah, we'll do it at public comment.
Okay.
Thank you. So real quickly, Rhonda, commission questions. I just have one quick one. On that item 13, condition of approval, it says the vegetation buffers currently in place on the school property shall be maintained.
Yeah.
Are those in conflict with the distances in 4291 with, you know, the 150-foot fire safe? Or are they, has that been evaluated?
Yeah, that hasn't been evaluated, but if there is a conflict with that, then, you know, 4290 would supersede.
I just wanted to make that.
Sure.
Because that may be a conflict there.
Yep.
Okay.
Continuing south on W.A. Bar Road, that goes to the lake, is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Any other commissioner comments at this time?
Not at this point.
Questions? Do you have a question now? Okay. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the public hearing.
Through the chair.
Yes, Commissioner.
If I may, before we proceed, can we take a break?
Oh, yes. Yes. Let's take a 5-minute break real quick. Is that enough time, Ms. Janine?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So yeah, we'll reconvene at 9:46.